warm weather comes to us and a lot of things going on to talk about. And we're happy to have in studio with us Alicia Foss, President and CEO of Neighborhood Alliance. Alicia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. And also Sarah Bishop, the Director of Child Enrichment Services with Neighborhood Alliance, talking about them. And Alicia, the last time my vision of you is you wielding a big sledgehammer. Tell me about that and the importance of that facility on Washington Avenue to what you do.
Oh, well, I think everybody has that picture in their head of me now. I'm really not that dangerous, I promise. But Neighborhood Alliance acquired the former YMCA building on Washington Avenue in Elyria about 2 years ago. And a couple of weeks ago, we broke ground, or a wall, as it were, and are getting started on our kitchen renovation project that we're doing over there, which will consolidate all of the kitchens that Neighborhood Alliance uses currently from all of our locations into one centralized catering kitchen and allow us to mass produce our meals and serve more people in the community.
Now, that was a very good photo op. It created a very interesting buzz. What was the idea initially behind? Whose idea was it to think, you know, we could probably, like we see on those home improvement shows where they wheeled it and then doing it. But to do it and actually to think about doing it are two different things, right?
I mean, yeah.
How many swings it took you? Three, I think?
It took me three to break through the wall, yeah.
Absolutely. But that was kind of a fun thing. And then you allowed other different folks who were there to take part. And
yeah.
Craig got an honorary miniature sledgehammer with the information on that as well. So that's kind of a different thing from the golden shovel that you usually see with groundbreakings taking place. So that was kind of fun to do that. Let's talk about some of the things that are taking place with the Neighborhood Alliance. Sarah, I know that you have coming up an employment and child care open house. What's that all about?
Yes, absolutely. On this Saturday, we're hosting an Enroll, Employ, Empower open house at our Elyria location for our child enrichment program. We'll be looking to enroll in both of our programs, so our location in Lorain and in Elyria. And we're also looking to employ agency-wide for several positions that we have available. So we'll be doing on-site interviews and on-site enrollment for children seeking child care.
What kind of people are you looking for? What is their talents that you hope to bring to your organization?
We have a diverse group. We are hiring for all positions. So in my program, we're hiring candidates that are just seeking to work with children who have a passion for helping develop children and working as a team.
And I can fill in some of those gaps as well. I actually was the former HR director at our organization before I became the CEO. So I work very closely with the hiring, and we have significant openings in our family support services, Help Me Grow Home Visiting and Early Intervention, as well as in our shelter and emergency services and then child care. So we're looking for people who are interested in working with the community and giving back, who want a fun place to work. We think we're fun. We also offer no-cost child care to all of our employees, so they can actually enroll their kids in our child care center at no cost to them while they work for us.
Let's talk about some of the other things you have. Child care is mainly the focus. What are some of the other areas that Neighborhood Alliance has really been involved with over the almost... We're coming up almost on a century of this.
Getting close, yeah. 95 years this year.
Wow.
So we've been in Lorain County 95 years serving the community. We have four core areas of service. We have our shelter and emergency services, which includes the Haven Center Homeless Shelter and the County's PATH program, which is the homeless outreach. We have our senior enrichment services, which is home-delivered meals. We're the largest provider of home-delivered meals in the county. And then just recently, we did a pilot program out in Oberlin for a mobile senior center, which is really sort of a pop-up senior center where the seniors can come to a specific location and have activities, but we don't have a physical location that we staff. So we're looking to kind of replicate that throughout the community in areas where senior centers are not currently available. Then we also have our family support services, which is Help Me Grow Home Visiting, Early Intervention, Family Strong, which is our newest program, and Rising Titans, which is a United Way collaborative that we're the lead agency on. And then we have our child enrichment services in Lorain and Elyria. So lots of different things that we do.
And it's all age range. You talk about children, seniors as well. Where's the bubble on the big end? Is that on the children end mainly for that? Or does it seem it's spread across the entire demographic?
It's a very large bubble.
Okay.
So we start out actually prenatally. Our Help Me Grow Home Visiting program, we actually start with prenatal moms. So we start before kids are even born and work with the families for parenting support and education, and then go all the way up to some of the eldest in the community. Some of our participants in the Home Delivered Meals program are over 100 years old.
Wow. And I guess it, as you talk about starting with the young, it's that a lot of that preventative or setting it on the right path so that they're within what your care for a while and understanding, and then they have the good skills that they can, that they need. Kind of what the Help Me Grow is all about, mm-hmm. I would assume, yeah. too. Let's talk about some of the other things that are taking place that you do, Sarah. Is summertime's coming up? What things do you do for the kids at this point? Summer camps, and I would assume, too?
Absolutely. We are very excited to start our summer camp program. We have a summer camp program that we provide to the community that has no additional fees. So we don't charge any additional activity fees for our clients that join us. We have lots of fun. We go all over the county, sometimes into Cleveland, and just explore the community and learn about nature and the sciences with our school-age children. But we also provide that for our preschool children as well.
Are you one that sort of starts setting the agenda or figuring out where?
I'm one of them. We have a team that works on it. And we also really include the children in that. It's child-geared, child-motivated. So we talk to the children that we have in our program. And where would you like to go? What would you like to learn about? And really tap into their interests and see how we can explore those areas.
Wow, that's great. What was it like the last couple of years? A lot of things have been closed down. Places weren't even open as well. How were you able to deal with that with the kids and still give them a fun experience and not sort of have this in, as a time where it wasn't as enjoyable as it could be.
It's been a struggle. It's been a struggle for sure. Last year, we were able to have kind of like a half summer camp program. We are excited to get to more outreach in our program this year. It's just following policies, creating new policies, and just really working with the children and families and keeping them engaged and seeking their interests out. So it has been a challenge, but we love the children that we serve, and we've worked together to get through this time. So,
all right. Do they get to get special T-shirts that they wear so you know they're all part of your
group?
We do.
Child Enrichment Services shirts, and every year at the beginning of summer camp, they get to tie-dye them. That's one of their first activities, so it's unique to them. It's their shirt, and they wear that for the rest of summer camp whenever we go on field trips.
Wow. You can't mix all the colors together.
No.
You got to be selective, even though it turns into sort of a brown mess sometimes if you do it like that. One of the other things I wanted to mention was over at Pickering Hills Farm. It was last week as well and continuing through the 15th. In fact, I guess going on this week,
yes.
You have the plant sale that benefits that. How does that come about for
you? Yeah, so this is our third year doing the flower and plant sale. This is really a project, labor of love of our board of directors. And they've done a fantastic job of securing plants, and they're beautiful plants. I have purchased some myself for my home. We sell the plants, and the money comes back to Neighborhood Alliance, and we are able to use that to support our programming. So that's out at Pickering Hill Farms, and they're out there today 12 to 6, and we'll be out here the rest of the week. And then on the weekend, they'll be open from 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
That's really good. Again, you have the employment and child care open house this coming Saturday. Do people need to register for anything, or what time is that going on?
No, we'll be open from 10 to 1, and we're located at 424 Earl Court. We're right within the Wesleyan Village complex. We're going to have balloons and signs pointing where to go. So people who are looking for employment could bring resumes. That would be helpful. But other than that, just come, and we are excited to show you our program.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning. Again, Alicia Foss, President and CEO of Neighborhood Alliance, as well as Sarah Bishop, Director of Child Enrichment Services for the Neighborhood Alliance, which has been compassionately caring for the community since 1927. And I knew you were around for a long time, but I had to look at that and I was realizing it's been a long time that it's been here,
yeah.
Just doing a steady job and working through the decades of service for the community. So we appreciate that as well.
Thank you.